Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast, The Khilafa, Caliphate, on the shores of the Mediterranean, and in the heart of the Muslim homeland, the Levant, exists despite the Jews and their allies and agents. On Monday, April 21st, 2025, various media outlets reported a statement by the Prime Minister of the criminal entity, Benjamin Netanyahu, stating that he would not accept the establishment of any caliphate on the Mediterranean coast. He explained that the Israeli response will not be limited to Yemen, but will extend to Lebanon and other fronts. He added, "I have repeatedly said that we will change the face of the Middle East, and this is what we are actually implementing now. Thanks to the decisions and steadfastness of my government, we have broken the axis of evil in Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, and other locations. We know our enemy well, and we will not accept the existence of a caliphate here or in Lebanon. We are working to ensure Israel's survival." Such statements, although not new to the kuffar, infidels, Jews, and Christians, have been made for over 100 years, specifically since the fall of the Khilafah, expressing their fear of the establishment of a unified Khilafah encompassing Muslims from Indonesia to the east to Morocco in the west. However, for such a statement to come at a time when the Ummah is experiencing difficult labor pains in Muslim lands in general, and the Levant in particular, quote, "on the shores of the Mediterranean," as that criminal idiot put it, is a clear indication of the Jews and those who succeeded them realizing the reality of this conflict and the reality of this labor pains, and that the awaited birth will be, Allah willing, none other than the second Khilafah Caliphate following the path of the prophecy foretold by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his description of the political stages of the Ummah is going through. Thus, its conclusion will be Musk, as in the Hadith, ثم تكون خلافة على منهاج النبوة ثم سكت. Then there will be a Khilafah Caliphate based on the method of prophecy, then he remained silent. After this current regime, which the Prophet ﷺ described in the same hadith as, quote, "coercive rule," there is nothing left but the Khilafah Caliphate, a matter of unanimity and without dispute. People may imagine that this Netanyahu is speaking from a position of strength and victory. A careful observer will see that his statement reveals the panic that fills his heart regarding the return of the Khilafah. While he's threatening the Muslim Ummah, which bows only to the one who created it, he is also subtly reminding the kuffar infidel states that he is carrying out the mission of preventing the establishment of the caliphate on their behalf. While he is demonstrating strength and the ability to win, he knows and is certain that the Muslim Ummah is steadfast before him and has not been defeated. The first of this Ummah are the people of the Levant, the people of Jerusalem, and its environs, including Gaza and the last of them. Until the last place where Muslims remain, if Gaza alone has defeated this entity and the combined states of kufr and subservience that succeeded it, then what about an ummah that longs to carry the banner, defame them, and fulfill the words of Allah Almighty? فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءَ وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا. And when the second warning would come to pass, your enemies would be left to totally disgrace you and enter the place of worship as they entered it the first time and utterly destroy whatever would fall into their hands. Al-Isra 7. If he, quote, will not accept the establishment of any caliphate on the Mediterranean coast, what would he think if it came from outside? The Khilafah is a demand of the entire Ummah, not just the people of the region. It is enough for one regime to fall in a Muslim country and for the advocates of the Islamic Khilafah to assume power there for its message to spread throughout the Ummah like wildfire. If this stench is experiencing such panic, how can he intimidate and threaten? O Muslims, from, quote, one of the shores of the Mediterranean, of Lebanon, we say, the Ummah awaits the purest of the faithful and the strong to support Allah's religion, overthrow these rulers, and establish Allah's rule on earth. If the Muslim rulers had the slightest sense of jealousy for their ummah or a desire to save themselves and their families from the ummah's wrath, they would have quickly sided with this oppressed ummah. But there is not a single sensible man among them. O sincere soldiers of Egypt, the best soldiers on earth, O brave Jordanians, heroes of the dignity that brought the Jews to their knees, O soldiers of Turkey, Mehmet the Conqueror, and Sultan Abdul Hamid, O Mujahideen of Hashem, who cried out in the recent past, "It belongs to Allah, it belongs to Allah." Here is your enemy, expressing his true fear of the Khilafah, the true promise of Allah Almighty, and the glad tidings of your Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So give good tidings to my servants, O pure and righteous officers and soldiers. Take your turn and be supporters of Allah and join those working to establish the Khilafah. Your enemy has realized that you are at your best while he is at his weakest. Are you aware? So hasten it before it hastens you, especially in Egypt and Jordan. Rush to support your deen and your ummah, for you, Allah willing, are capable of doing so. Show Allah what he loves from you. This is the great event that the ummah is eagerly awaiting, in which those working to establish Allah's rule are waiting for, so that they can then set out just as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam set out in Medina to establish rule at home and spread Islam through preaching and jihad abroad. This is the path by which affairs will be set right and conditions for Muslims and non-Muslims throughout the world will be harmonized. This is the path that Allah intends to guide. Allah Almighty said, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلِيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Allah has promised those of you who believe and do good that He will certainly make them successors in the land, as He did with those before them, and He will surely establish for them their faith which He has chosen for them, and He will indeed change their fear into security, provided that they worship Me, associating nothing with Me. But whoever disbelieves after this promise, it is they who will be the rebellious. An-Nur 55. Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya, Lebanon.